I would have hated to have not had you on the show today. How are you?
Oh, that's okay, Tony. I thought I was the only one who was allowed to make appointments and then completely forget about them.
Well, you know, I got Brittany here to remind me of stuff, so thank goodness for that.
Maybe I'll take her from you. I need a Brittany.
I want to know why you're against the medical marijuana industry. I know that
whoever told you that?
Well,
that's just not true.
Oh, now, come on.
If you talk to some of the people that are trying to set up medical marijuana providers within the framework of the law, I've been very helpful. So, you know, the problem is you read the state journal, and so of course you're not going to get the truth.
Of course I don't read that.
Journal. I'm not against the medical marijuana industry. I have worked with some people so they can set up caregivers to set up things.
Mr. Dunnings, I have had you on this program at least 20 times in 6 months, and I guess to be frank, is you're against the folks who aren't running their businesses correctly.
Well, yeah, if they're operating outside of the law, of course. I'm the prosecutor. What else am I supposed to do?
But I think outside the state journal, I think it, you know, I think it could be said that this has presented a challenge for you and the people that you work with, because this business is growing.
The reason it's a challenge is because the law is so poorly drafted. You know, the people of the state of Michigan voted that people who have need of medical marijuana should be able to get it. The people voted that caregivers may provide a certain amount of marijuana to the people who meet the medical requirements, and they should do so at cost, to recover their costs. They didn't say that it should become a huge profit-making industry. And there are people that are trying to do just that, and those people do not have a problem with law enforcement. It's the people that are using medical marijuana as a cover for illicit transactions that have a problem.
Well, was this bill just not written in a concise manner by the people who drafted it? Have you been in contact with folks to maybe make some adjustments?
The problem is that it's going to be impossible to make adjustments to the bill, because under our Constitution, when a petition is passed by vote of the people, you have to have, I think, either two-thirds or three-fourths of each house of the legislature to make a change. And what is the chance of that happening?
Would legalizing marijuana just take a lot of the stress and strain from law enforcement?
You know, I don't even want to go there. That's a policy issue. You know, when my understanding is the latest polls of the people of the state of Michigan have overwhelmingly said they do not want to legalize marijuana. I think what we need to do is get a statutory scheme in place here that makes sense, so that people who have a medical need for marijuana, a legitimate need, can have access to it. But what we have now is this, it's just a mess.
Well, this industry is just growing unbelievably. I remember on my last trip down to Detroit, I saw these big, huge billboards talking about how you could learn about the field and be a caregiver and so on and so forth. There's universities that will teach you everything. It made me wonder, how can law enforcement monitor all this?
Well, you know, there are some people that are doing this and are doing the very best they can to operate within the law. And there are a number of people that are trying to operate within the law. So they're not the ones we're concerned about.
Well, Wayne Daggett is one, I think, a person that you're concerned about. In Williamston Township, he ran the medical marijuana business out there, if you will, from what I understand, and talking with the new owners, and they asked me to not mention their name. He is now disassociated from that, and from what I understand, that the business in Williamston Township didn't do anything illegal. It was what Wayne Daggett had in his home and what he was doing there which caused the issues. Is that true?
Well, what people need to understand is that when law enforcement executed the search warrants, Mr. Daggett was charged for a large amount. I mean, way, not even close to the statutory amount. I mean, it was so far over, it was unbelievable, in his home. When the caregivers, there were plants in the business, and when caregivers came up and law enforcement was able to determine that, you know, those caregivers each had a certain number of plants, those plants were left. So to say we're against medical marijuana is totally not true. I mean, when they determined that, okay, all these plants in the business are covered by these legitimate caregivers, they left them.
Well, Wayne Daggett has said that your law enforcement is picking on him. He's not a bad guy. What's the latest legally with Mr. Daggett?
Well, that matter is still pending in court. There's hearings scheduled, and we'll just have to see what shakes out.
You know, I've been reading quite a bit about legitimate medical marijuana caregivers and businesses being targeted by gangs and thieves, and monies and properties and marijuana are being taken. Have you seen any this type of crime increase here in the mid-Michigan area?
Yes. Yes, it's unfortunate because there have been legitimate citizens who are either, you know, growing marijuana in their homes for their own use or caregivers, and some of them have been victimized by people who have committed home invasions in order to get their marijuana. You have to understand that with this huge increase in demand, my understanding is the good stuff was going for around $7,000 a pound. That's serious money.
So what would you suggest to these folks to try and, I guess, secure their property and their marijuana and to try and protect themselves against these types of folks?
Well, I wouldn't let, you know, I wouldn't let it be known that you're doing it in your home. I don't know how the bad guys are finding out that people have this in their home. That's been a question of mine. Are people being open about it? And, you know, I'd certainly get a burglar alarm. My personal favorite is a good dog. But I think people, if they're going to do this in their home, they need to be aware that there are people out there that, for $7,000 a pound, are willing to take a risk, and they need to be careful.
Now, hasn't this been a pleasant experience? You've been able to say right here, and we've got it on tape, that I'm not against medical marijuana. I'm just against those who just don't conduct business in a legal manner.
That's been my position all along. Yeah. Follow the law.
All right, what are you going to be working on the next couple days?
Well, I was working on taking a few days off, Tony, but it doesn't look like it's going to work out.
And I got the week off starting a bad way.
Yeah, I was supposed to take the week off, Tony, but it's not looking like that's going to happen. So, but that's okay. I mean, I love my job. I love my job.
All right, Mr. Dunnings, thanks so much for coming on. We'll talk with you soon.
Let me see. What was there? There's something else.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what you're working on. You got a meeting coming up? You're going to be speaking? What's going on?
Oh, well, you know, I'm just, it's actually medical marijuana. You know, we're trying, I went to Williamston City Council to talk to them. You know, we have these different municipalities and townships are trying to draft ordinances, and we're just trying, you know, I've talked to Jeff Sauter, who's the Eaton County prosecutor, and Chuck Sherman, who's the Clinton County prosecutor. We got together last week, and we're hoping to, you know, each in case is going to be individual, but we're trying to, because our drug efforts, you know, the Tri-County Metro Narcotics Squad is our principal drug enforcement agency, along with Lansing, SOD, and some others. We're trying to sort of come up with a uniform general framework of when we deal with medical marijuana, what, you know, is and is not within the framework of the statute. Like I say, the statute's so poorly drafted. We've had a number of meetings. So we're trying to, you know, go through some different ordinances. Normally, we don't even get involved with the drafting of ordinances. But, we'd like to have some cohesion because we have all these different townships, all these different municipalities, and hopefully we won't have an incredible, you know, quilt patchwork of different ordinances about this because it just makes it more difficult for us, more difficult for the people that are trying to follow the law. This has really taken up quite a bit of time.
And what's interesting about what you're talking about, Mr. Dunnings, is that the folks that we've talked about, talked to from Williamston Township, from the city of Williamson, from Potterville, people are concerned because they don't know how to handle this business, this profession.
Right. Well, I wasn't, you know, but I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was invited to participate in a panel, a symposium that was put together by the Michigan Townships Association, the Michigan Municipal League, and the Michigan Association of Counties. And it was all, you know, like township treasurers or, you know, township supervisors, city council presidents, city attorneys. And when I participated in that, I realized that the people that are making these ordinances and law enforcement, there really hasn't been a lot of communication between them. And I think that's something that needs to occur, and that's what Jeff and Chuck and I are hoping to get going around here. Because citizens are concerned. Citizens are concerned about, you know, what's going on in their neighborhood, what's going on near their schools, what's going on near their churches. And law enforcement's concerned, too. I mean, people that want to do it legitimately, we need to have a framework for them to be able to do it legitimately. So we know who's, you know, doing it the right way, and so we can go after those who aren't.
Man, it's a sticky situation. My kids listen to this program, and my oldest has said, well, Dad, you're talking about marijuana, and I thought it was illegal. How's that working out? And so it's a topic that's real sensitive, and to try and understand it, it's very intricate.
Well, you know, marijuana is illegal. It's like Vicodin is illegal. You know, Novocaine is illegal unless it's being used according to medical procedures. So, yeah, marijuana is illegal for anybody to have. It still is. We did not legalize marijuana, and according to the latest polls, the people of the state of Michigan do not want to legalize marijuana.
All right, Mr. Dunnings, always enjoyed the conversation. Thanks so much.
Take care, Tony.